You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. It wasn't that long ago that serious questions were being raised about just how well Michigan's education schools were preparing their students to be teachers. Critics pointed to the teacher certification test. The pass rate then was about 82% statewide. Prospective teachers were passing their exams at the same level as people seeking a cosmetology license. So the state heard the critics and toughened up the teacher prep and certification process. Now there's a new issue. How many would-be teachers in Michigan are not passing the tougher new certification test? Have we gone too far? With us is Deborah Ball, Dean of the School of Education at the University of Michigan.
Great to be with you, Cynthia.
And we welcome Maddie Steinbaugh. Maddie is a student from Michigan State University's School of Education. She took the MTTC, the Michigan Test for Teacher Certification, and then didn't pass. Maddie, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me today.
Deborah, in a state where standardized test scores, our student scores, are often in the bottom half of the states and sliding south, how important was it to toughen up the teacher preparation and certification process?
It's very important to have strict tests to determine whether somebody is ready to be a teacher. The problem is that what the public thinks and what many states have done, and probably Michigan as well, is to test things that are not the relevant content or skills that people need to teach. We're creating kind of a false threshold or barrier to get people into teaching. And this is very serious because we actually need very good teachers. And if we test on things that are not the important kinds of skills and knowledge that they need, then we're going to artificially exclude people from the profession at a time when we most need really skilled teachers.
So get us all on the same page. So what do students like Maddie need to do before they can be certified to step in front of a classroom in Michigan?
In most cases, students complete a program that's been approved by the state, which means the state inspects the curriculum of the program to determine that certain kinds of courses are offered, including in the arts and sciences. So that would cover the disciplinary knowledge preparation. They don't actually inspect the students themselves. We don't actually have a test that looks at whether people can explain content to children, whether they can manage a classroom, whether they can talk sensibly with parents. And that is the direction that the profession is seeking to head, to assess people on the actual skills that they need to be good beginning teachers. And we see that in other occupations and professions, that what it takes to be licensed in a field is to be pass a set of assessments that assess your capability for that particular occupation or profession.
So the old basic skills test, out with that. And now what's there? I mean, Maddie took the Michigan Test for Teacher Certification. Is that the main one? Are there other ones?
We have a couple of different tests with different names, but they primarily are testing content knowledge. Now, that would sound to most people listening that, of course, we would want teachers to know content. The issue is that the way in which teachers need to understand content to teach is quite different than what most people automatically assume. The kinds of things that teachers need to know, the average person on the street would never pass. A teacher needs to be able to explain, for example, when you divide 1 3/4 divided by 1/2, most people know how to do that. You convert 1 3/4 to 7/4. You flip the 1/2. You multiply effectively 7/4 times 2/1. And lo and behold, you get 3.5. The first time a fourth grader says to you, like, why is the answer 1 3/4 divided by 1/2, 3.5? Like, that answer is bigger than what we started with. You're in deep trouble. So you don't want a test that sees whether people can get the answer. You want a test that inspects whether a teacher candidate can explain ideas. Can they explain how you find the main idea of a story? Can they explain what you do when you encounter a word that you don't know? What are the skills that good readers bring? What is it that children do as they learn to read? And the simplest tests to produce are ones that test basic skills content. And the test questions themselves, if any listeners have tried to take them, are really quite not at all like what you'd expect somebody to be able to do in order to teach.
Maddie Steinbaugh, how did your coursework go?
This past semester, I finished with a 3.6. I finished all the classes needed until I can take the final chunk of the teaching classes that are needed. But in order to take those, I have to pass the MTTC, the PRE, right now. And I've taken that actually 9 times, and each time the outcome is a little bit different. But I did just recently get scores from my previous exam, and a minimum passing score would be a 220, and I got a 207, so that was actually one of the higher scores that I've received, but not what's needed to pass.
You've taken it 9 times.
Yes.
When you sat down that first time, Maddie, did you feel prepared? Were you kind of in your mind saying, okay, I'm ready, I'm going to do this?
Yeah, and the first time I ever took it, I did not prepare for it because I kind of wanted to get a feel of what it was for, what it was about, and I wasn't totally prepared that I was supposed to take it. So it was just kind of thrown at me, and I went in and took it. But each time I've worked with tutors, I've gotten a blue grammar book before. I did all the coursework for OWL, and I just ordered these flashcards that I knew nothing about that hopefully will give me some extra knowledge.
What are you hearing from classmates? Are other people in your program having the same problem tackling this test?
Yes, I have a handful of friends, actually, who have not scored as high as I have, but they have taken it so many times. And it's starting to become where kids are questioning, do I really want to be a teacher? Because this test is kind of proving that I'm not smart enough or I don't have what it takes to be a teacher. And I have friends who have changed their major completely because they were just burnt out. And I've questioned my teaching so much, but I have my mom and my friends who tell me I cannot give up because I was born to be a teacher, and I totally agree with them. So at this point, I'm putting all the power I can in to pass this exam.
Deborah Ball, are we seeing stories like Maddie's happening throughout the state?
I think that we are, and I think that this will be a difficult topic for the public to understand because teaching is a very skillful profession. It requires a lot of knowledge and skill. And though I believe, Maddie, that you were born to be a teacher, what I hear when I hear you say that is that you're a person who has a deep commitment to learning to be a good teacher, but teaching is actually something people have to learn to do. So you do want there to be stringent, tough exams mm-hmm. for people to pass in order to become teachers. But the devil is in the details here. The test needs to be tough about things that are relevant to teaching and predictive of whether someone will be a good teacher. Just hearing the word tough will make the public think like good. We're becoming really stringent about what the requirements are to become a teacher. But in fact, the kinds of tests that we need in order to choose who's ready to enter a classroom should be testing something quite different than what most states, including Michigan, test in order to determine whether someone should become a licensed teacher.
So this is, I believe I hear you say, Deborah, this is a bad test. For what you need to test for, this is not the one. This isn't doing it.
I'm not going to go so far as to say whether it's good or bad, but what I am going to say is that it's crucial to be testing the kinds of knowledge and skills that candidates need in order to be allowed to teach children. Mm-hmm. This is our society's most important job. So when somebody like Maddie and her colleagues decide to become teachers, they go to excellent programs. She's in one of the best teacher education programs in the country. And as she moves through that, it's appropriate that she pass an exam. But the exam she should pass should require her to do things like explain an idea in a way that a child could understand. That shows that she knows content, and it shows that she knows how to explain something in a way that a child could understand it. She should show that she knows how to lead a discussion among a small group of children about a story or about a math problem. She should show that she knows how to choose a good example when she's beginning to explain something. And the tests that most people are having to pass don't test anything like that.
And
for example, a math test might test the kind of content taught in university mathematics courses, and that content is not the content that Maddie is going to be teaching to children. She needs to pass a math test in which she shows that she understands why multiplication works the way it does, why you would explain the way that we carry or borrow, which is the old-fashioned term, in a math problem. She needs to be able to explain how you decode words or how you comprehend text. But a test that just measures her on sort of high-level academic content with questions that are not actually relevant to the sorts of things that she's going to be doing as a teacher doesn't help us to predict whether she's done the preparation she needs in order to become a teacher.
Who gave us the PRE? Where did Michigan get it? And who decided that this is what we need to raise the bar on teacher certification processes in our state?
There's a long history of teacher certification exams testing what people call basic skills content. Mm-hmm. When people hear that, they think of something very simple like third grade content. That's not what these tests are about. Now, teachers do need to know content, but they need to know content in ways that are actually much deeper and more flexible than the way the average person in the public knows. And I know Maddie could speak to that. And they also need to know quite a lot of other things. And some of the things we should be testing are not paper-pencil items. Mm. They should be performances of different kinds. We at the University of Michigan have been working on developing a set of new performance assessments for teaching we think will predict much better whether someone is ready for the classroom. And in fact, we should put much more of our effort in assessing teacher candidates like Maddie at the point that they're ready to become licensed teachers after they've completed their programs, before they're entitled to begin teaching. I should add that we have a 40% dip around the country, including in Michigan, of people interested in going into teaching, which is nothing less than a societal crisis.
And when you hear the likes of Maddie saying, she and some of her other friends are saying, are we meant to do this? We're burning out on this.
Every time in our history as a nation, when we have had a shortage of teachers, we suddenly get desperate and we admit basically anybody off the street who's willing to teach. Mm-hmm. That's not who Maddie is. Maddie is somebody who has spent time learning the kinds of skills she needs to teach, learning content in a way that she could explain it to children, learning how to diagnose whether children really understand things, learning how to give assessments, learning how to manage a classroom. And what she's telling us is that the test she's taken is not relevant to the kind of professional skills that she's been acquiring, and now she's becoming discouraged about entering the profession. We can't go through a period in the next 5 to 10 years in Michigan in which we don't have well-prepared teachers ready to enter the classroom. It's crucial that the assessments we use are aligned with the professional capabilities that we need a first-year teacher to have.
Maddie, what do you think you would bring to the classroom as a teacher?
I'd be working with kids with disabilities, and to me, I look right through all of those disabilities, and kids are all kids to me, whether they are autistic, have Down syndrome, are bright, it doesn't matter to me, and I am invested with kids, so I couldn't really imagine my career path not with kids, and as much as I like to teach them, they also teach me lessons as well.
What options now? You've taken this PRE 9 times.
Yeah.
Where do you go from here? What do you think you'll do?
Well, I am being told that I cannot give up on teaching. That is something that's not allowed to go away from me. And at this point, since I've worked so hard, I don't want to see myself give up. And I'm hoping that I can find the way to pass because I want to be a teacher. I don't want to sit in an office. I want to be with kids because kids are my life.
Could she go out of Michigan, Deborah? And again, this is into things that the public, you know, we civilians don't understand.
Each state licenses teachers. So it's a state regulated system. The states have very similar kinds of assessments, although there is variation across states. So if Maddie were to move, she would have to pass the licensure requirements in another state. She might even find that she needs to take a few state-specific things like history of that state. But I do want to emphasize that in many cities, particularly in places where we have the lowest income students and students of color, we have people who are allowed to begin teaching who haven't done any of the preparation that Maddie has done nor passed any kind of exam. I want to emphasize again that we want professional preparation of the kind that Maddie's been committing herself to get so that she can teach special education students. And then we do need an assessment to ensure that they've not just passed their classes, but have the capability of actually working with students to do the things that Maddie says she dreams of doing.
And to your point, Deborah, we should point out here that the Detroit Public School Rescue Package that the Republicans in Michigan's House have put together includes allowing uncertified teachers to teach in Detroit. So it sounds like it's let's raise the standards and toughen up the tests. You wind up stranding students like Maddie unless they're willing to teach in Detroit. What does all of that say to you, Deborah?
No, there's a definite kind of dilemma going on right now where on one hand we have severe shortages in some of our highest needs communities, and then we have tests that aren't actually allowing us to determine who has prepared enough to be allowed to begin teaching and who should not. In any occupation and profession, we don't let people just complete programs and then walk into the job. Not cosmetologists that you mentioned before, but not nurses, not people in any profession, not plumbers. Any profession or occupation you can name, people actually have to demonstrate that they have the skills. You don't have these circuitous pathways in these other fields where you can just walk into being a nurse because you decided not to become prepared. So I think it's crucial that we have pathways where people get professional training and that there be tests that are rigorous. The rigor has to be about the professional demands of the work and not about something extraneous.
Do we have any idea the statewide pass rate now that the new test, the PRE, is in? Are we seeing a precipitous decline from what we had under the old test?
We definitely have seen a decline, and I do want to emphasize that given what the content of the test is, that's not terribly surprising because it's testing academic content at a level that's not necessarily at all aligned with the content that people will be teaching, as though somehow that were the minimum level, and then after that we will test their professional skills. I think that for this argument to be had in a sensible way in the public, we should get a little bit more into the detail about exactly what it is that's being tested so that the public can understand that when they hear basic skills, they should not be imagining a test that looks like second graders pass.
What needs to happen in our state so that we're not losing good candidates for teacher positions?
The United States has a system in which each state determines what it takes to become a teacher. That's part of our whole local control system. So there are tests available in the country that are being developed that provide some alternatives of what might be required of a candidate to demonstrate before he or she earns a license. However, Michigan, like many states, seeks to get a test developed specifically for that state. It would be more sensible to consider this to be a profession in which you would expect to see well-developed tests that can be used across states be the requirement that someone has to pass. What it takes to build the sort of professional performance exams that we've been building at the University of Michigan, not for our program, but for use in the profession, takes a lot of expertise, money, field trials, measurement, testing to see whether the test is actually valid. It's not reasonable to expect each state to build its own tailored test. So it would require a shift in perspective that it would make sense to a Department of Education like our own agency that they would choose from the available professional exams that are being prepared in this country and not think that each one needs to be specific to that state.
And then meantime, for Maddie and others like her through Michigan who are kind of left holding the bag trying to make this happen, I don't know what the answer is.
The most important thing to understand is that the test should be rigorous. It should distinguish between people who are ready to take on the responsibilities of children's learning and those who are not. But it should test things that are directly relevant to their ability to be skillful first and second year teachers.
Maddie, you going to keep taking the test?
I'm going to, because this is what I want to go into, and I'm going to do what it takes to prove that I'm qualified to be a teacher.
Maddie Steinbaugh is an education student at Michigan State University, and Deborah Ball is dean of the College of Education at the University of Michigan. Thank you to both of you so much for being with us.
Pleasure to be with you always, Cynthia.
Thank you so much.